Broadband satellite service provider Starlink is now being used in the Pacific, but not every country in the region has been given the all clear to use it legally. In Vanuatu, they are confiscating equipment at the border, while other nations are taking a more lenient approach to the new service. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
Vanuatu Telecom and Broadcasting Regulator Brian Wingie says some people are illegally using Starlink.
Brought in from New Zealand or Australia and activated from there as if it was for New Zealand, Australia or any other country that Starlink already had the license. And they smuggled it into Vanuatu without the customs or at border knowing about it.
Starlink was given a temporary restricted license to operate in Vanuatu to assist with the cyclone recovery. But this is only for the Department of Disaster Management and it lapses by the end of April. Anyone else using Starlink is breaking the rules. Mr. Wingie says Starlink has not yet fully applied to operate in Vanuatu and does not know when it will be operational. Cook Islands Telecommunications Regulator Chair Bernard Hill says regulators who are banning the use of Starlink might have an overinflated view of their importance.
They feel slightly offended by the fact that this happens without their, you're allowed to do that. In deregulated markets like Cook Islands, like New Zealand, the rule is, well, we let you do it until there's a good reason to say no.
Mr. Hill says the Cook Islands has allowed people to use Starlink roaming from overseas devices.
They approached me about a license 18 months ago. They still haven't resolved on their local structure. But unlike the other regulators, I have authorised the roaming of devices purchased in New Zealand and Australia, which is where most of them are done, and for their use in Cook Islands.
Mr. Hill says he doesn't know the exact number of people using the service, but it is enough to have a direct competitive influence on the main broadband provider, Vodafone Cook Islands.
I can't say they're happy about it, but they are at least realistic about this being, you know, part of the future competitive environment, and I believe they're doing their best to cope with the challenge that presents them.
Starlink promises to deliver high-speed internet to the remotest areas of the world. Mr. Hill says it's good news for the Outer Islands, which has been plagued by poor communications infrastructure. Fiji's Telecommunications Authority Chairperson, David Ira, says it's beneficial also for Fiji.
Coverage in those areas is probably one of the main reasons why we've, you know, licensed Starlink here in Fiji, you know, to serve the remotest of the remote.
Mr. Ira says the company has already been issued a license and could be operational in Fiji by the middle of this month. He says some people have already brought Starlink equipment into the country and will need to switch over to the Fiji service when it's up and running.
Starlink is in the process of finalizing the operational processes and whatnot in preparation for launch. We are sort of encouraged that they are probably going to launch soon, and when I say soon, probably early quarter two.
Mr. Hill says Starlink and similar companies are not going to make other forms of receiving internet irrelevant. He says countries need backup options in case something goes wrong, so internet out of the sky and through undersea cables will both be needed.